I just think that when you look at this matchup, when you look at the passing game, and I mentioned this stat earlier, when you look at the amount of success they've had, all right, with pressure, Geno Smith, 78% of his passes. Without pressure, Geno Smith, 78% completion, that's fourth. With pressure, 52%. All right, we have to find a way to get home. We had to find a way to be able to get home this weekend. We know they're going to pass it. They're not the kind of team where we've looked at in the past, where like Baker Mayfield, we're like, man, he's going to get it out. He has an offensive line that struggled at times, particularly at right guard. And hopefully we can step up in that situation and be able to do some things that really affect Geno Smith.
No, I completely agree. I've heard people say that our defense isn't aggressive enough, and I completely disagree. I think they're sending blitzes a lot more than people realize. Do you agree? Because I got this cut from Raheem about who he thinks one of their best pass rushers has been this year. But do you agree that people don't know necessarily that they're blitzing unless they see a DB coming off the edge? Like, when you send linebackers, I don't think at times I catch that they actually sent someone there.
Do you mean like people just watching? Can they diagnose it without a DB? I don't know. I mean,
because I don't think people understand it. When you send a middle linebacker, that's a blitz most of the time. And when you do a zone blitz, you'll drop someone out, but you're still sending people.
Sure.
But when Ra talked about with Mike and Carl yesterday, because Mike and Carl were trying to point out where they're not getting rushed from, and Arnold Ebiketie's name has came up, and Mike straight up asked him. Raheem's answer completely shocked me about what he said about Ebiketie so far this year.
AK has actually been one of our better pass rushers this year, and what he's been able to do, and he's been kind of playing sparingly, and he's got more and more play time as we go. To now, he's one of the lead dog guys to go out there with Matthew Judon and try to get after the quarterback, especially as for our situation. So we got to get more opportunities for him to do that. You know, and last game we had, I believe it was 13 hits. I think this is a PFF grade, but, you know, I forget the exact number right now because we're almost a week removed. But we had 13 hits. We had three hits on it. We had three hits on a quarterback and 13 rushes and hurries, or whatever you want to call it. So we actually did a better job of rushing the passer. We just didn't finish it, right? We fell off one for a 20-yard scramble.
Mm.
I took away a sack with the second and 10, taking a penalty and making it second and 20, which I didn't know at the time. And then actually we hit the quarterback a couple other times, and we couldn't get him to the ground.
So I heard that cut, and I want you to finish, but I heard that cut, and I heard what he said about that, so I wanted to look up on PFF what Arnold Ebiketie was. He ranks as the 42nd edge defender in the NFL right now.
It's not very good.
No, it's not great. It's better than I thought it was, though, is what I'll say.
He said that if you hear the beginning of the cut, he says, well, we didn't use him a lot early. And he's kind of, it tells me that he kind of had to earn him, a lot like Ruka Rororo has earned himself an active spot, and he's now earning him spot.
Sure.
He's earned himself keeping it by his play on the field, because now he's joined McGrady Jarrett. And as Wes calls, they made the Tiger Twins. But it's almost like Ebiketie is getting stronger as the season comes on, and he's starting. You can see the last two games, I've seen him getting there, but not finishing.
Well,
so he's speaking to his potential as well.
Yeah. And I think, to kind of bring it into context, let me give you all the names of some of the people that are right behind him on these PFF things that Raheem mentioned. Because I'm not a big PFF guy, but I know that Zach Robinson used to work at PFF like 6 years ago. So I know that that's something that some of these guys pay attention to.
At least someone competent is right there.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think it's kind of a good barometer in some instances. Maybe this is one of them. So let me give you these names. Arnold Ebiketie, like I said, 42nd edge defender in PFF. Number 45, Trayvon Walker for Jacksonville. How about number 47, Alex Highsmith? And how about number 49, Jonathan Grenard?
Say that first. The first and third names again.
Trayvon Walker at 45.
Where does he play?
Plays at Jacksonville.
How many sacks? You know, does it say how many sacks he's got?
I don't know.
Okay, but where did he go to college?
Georgia.
And he was the first overall pick?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Alex Highsmith, who we saw week one, who obviously plays opposite of TJ Watt. You would think that's a pretty good situation.
Oh, he's a hell of a player, too. Now, that's a guy that's had like a 13-sack season in his past.
Exactly what I'm talking about. And then go down to 49, Jonathan Grenard, who just went to Minnesota. Remember, he played for Houston last year. And they kind of flipped defensive ends, right? And so that's another name that I think will pop out at people as somebody that's pretty good. Jalen Phillips is number 50 for Miami.
Now I know Jonathan Grenard's got multiple sacks, but Dylan, right, and I appreciate him doing this, why my right-hand guy on the Falcons. Dylan's got me here and said, Trayvon Walker has 5 sacks this season.
How about this one? Tied at 42 with Arnold Ebuchadie on PFF grades. How about this one? Montez Sweat. Guy's making a little bit of coin, huh?
Yeah, and he's that's the guy we almost got here.
Did he go to Chicago?
Yeah, he's
in
Chicago right now.
Yeah.
So,
and he got paid, too.
And that's kind of why I bring these names up. I don't make a habit of looking at PFF because a lot of things I like to look at for myself and kind of judge based on some other things. But these names that are right around Arnold Ebuchadie, I think to Raheem Morris's point, like he's not playing terribly. He's just not getting home. Like the stats just aren't there.
That's why I don't like that website, is because guys with production are ranked below guys who don't have production. And at the end of the game, the only thing that gets you paid and gets you, gets people off your back is the production part. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of things in life that if you get to the finish line and you can't finish, did it happen? No.
Can I give you one more name, though, before we go to break? Le'Atu Latu is at 19, the rookie.
Well, I heard, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody was rolling through all the rookies. Mm. Each of them just have one sack. Dallas Turner, Latu.
Like we just talked about. Doesn't always tell the whole story.
Well, that's the point, though. I would take Trayvon Walker's production. Would you?
Really?
Yeah. Because he's getting the guy on the ground.
Okay.
I
don't know, man.
Would you take a guy just getting around the quarterback, or would you take a guy putting him on the ground?
Well, we'll have to talk about that later.